The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive. This is Bob Burney Live.
This is one of those polls, one of those surveys where I just shake my head and go, what? Here is the latest Gallup poll. They do this every year. It is called the State of Moral Values Poll. And again, the folks at Gallup do this every year. And every year for the last many years, I have the same response. And I'll share that with you in just a moment. But here is the headline. 47% say the state of moral values in the U.S. are poor. Yeah. Here's the story. Nearly half of American adults believe the state of moral values in the United States is poor. Yet there is a stark partisan divide on the issue, according to a new Gallup poll. The poll was released on June 16th and found that a full 47% of adults rate the state of moral values as poor, 37% as fair, 15% as good, and 1% of Americans say the state of moral values in the U.S. today is excellent. And then it breaks it down into demographics, political parties, and so forth. Quote, an all-time high of 66% of Republicans say the state of moral values is poor compared to 30% of Democrats who answered that way. Now, again, this is a Gallup poll. This is not a liberal poll, conservative poll. This is Gallup. Gallup's pretty much down the middle, nonpartisan, and yet you have twice as many Republicans concerned about the moral values in America. Twice as many are deeply concerned about the moral values in America as Democrats. Shouldn't that tell you something? Only 7% of Republicans rate the state of moral affairs as excellent or good, while 22% of Democrats answered that way. I just got so many questions from this. First, how in the world could 22% of Democrats look around the world that we're living in today and say, I think the morality in America is excellent or good? How can you look at our world and say, yeah, I think the moral values are excellent or good. And yet 22% of Democrats say, yeah, only 7% of Republicans. 67% of Americans say they believe the state of moral values is getting worse, while 28% say the state of moral values are getting better. So across the board, Republican, Democrat, independent, male, female, so on, across the board, general population, 67% of Americans say moral values are getting worse. Okay? Here, too, there are major political divides. Republicans, 92% of Republicans say it's getting worse. 49% of Democrats say that moral values are getting worse. 7% of Republicans say moral values are getting better. For Democrats, it's 46%. So not only do we have a political divide on ideology, we have a huge divide politically as to morality. Democrats are far less concerned about the morality of America than Republicans. All right. But here is the bottom line for me. Across the board, 67% of Americans say the state of moral values is getting worse. Here's my question. Why? Because of people. We set the moral values. People do. Machines don't. Cars don't. Vending machines don't. People do. Now, people allow many, many things to influence their morality, but ultimately, moral values are determined by people. So we got 67% of Americans saying, oh, it's getting worse. Oh, moral values are getting worse. So what are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? Nearly 70% of Americans say, we got a problem morally in America. Okay. Have you changed your viewing habits? The immoral stuff on TV? Have you changed your viewing habits? Well, a lot of that stuff on TV is really immoral, but it is entertaining, and it has a good plot. And everybody else is watching it, and I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be a weirdo. I mean, I want to be able to, when I go to the office or the factory, I want to be able to talk about the stuff that everybody else is talking about. Yeah, but do you believe it's immoral? Well, a lot of it is. Have you changed your movie viewing habits? Okay, let me ask you a question. Is there an enormous amount of immorality in the entertainment industry, like in movies? Well, yeah, I got to agree. There's a lot of immoral stuff in the movies. Then why do you go? Why do you buy a ticket? So the majority, now more Republicans than Democrats, okay, I get that, but the majority of Americans believe morality is getting worse. Our moral values are going right down the toilet, right down the tube. But what are you doing about it? And the answer is, for most people, you are going along with it. You are contributing it. You are watching it. You are listening to it. You are bringing it into your home. Uh, 66% of Republicans say the state of moral values is poor. I would love to be able to question that 66% of Republicans about their viewing habits, their listening habits, what they watch on TV, what they actually allow to come into their mind, into their brain. I would love to be able to ask them. Okay? You think the state of moral values is very poor. What are you personally doing about it? 30% of Democrats say that moral values are poor. And you know what? I don't think the Democrats are ignorant. I think they've just been programmed. We don't care about morality. 67% of Americans say they believe the state of moral values is getting worse. Only 28% say that they're getting better. And again, my ultimate question. Most Americans are concerned about the decline in moral values in our country. And here is what I believe. If those very same people who are concerned about the decline of moral values would stop contributing to it, things would change. But they don't. They just go along with the flow. They head right to the sewer with everybody else. Because we don't want to be different. We don't want to be strange. We don't want people to make fun of us. We don't want people to think we're weird. Well, I got news. The Bible has not called us to weirdness, but the Bible has called us to be a peculiar people. Yeah, the Bible says we are a peculiar people. We're a royal priesthood. In fact, we are called to holiness. Be ye holy as I am holy. That's not weird. That is a clear instruction from Scripture to be holy. And yet this last Sunday was the first time in probably 20 years that I have actually heard a message from a pulpit on holiness. When was the last time you heard one? Think about it. We are either part of the answer or we are a part of the problem. And when it comes to morality and moral values, sadly, I think that we in the evangelical community are much more a part of the problem than we are the answer. The fuddy-duddy rant is now officially over.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I had a couple people message me, hey, I missed the Joe Blystone interview. All of our program are archived. You can go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on my picture if you can stand that, and then look for the little tab that says listen to past shows. That will pop up, and you can look for today and the first two segments of the 4 o'clock hour. It may be a while before that is posted, but it should be there. So anyway, sorry that you missed it, and I'm sure that we'll have Joe Blystone back on the program again. I was talking earlier, in fact, I should have had this in the stack in a better order. We were talking about what's fair, what's not fair in athletics, and we got the liberal left constantly saying, we stand for women. We stand for a woman's right to choose. We stand for women's rights. We want a level playing field for women. We want to get rid of the glass ceiling. Yeah, really? What about this? For the first time in history, a man will be competing against women at the Olympics in, of all things, weightlifting. Weightlifting! If a man were to have an advantage over women, probably the one sport that the man would have more of an advantage than any other sport, it would be weightlifting. And again, let's refer to settled science. Even if this gentleman has undergone hormone therapy, even if this gentleman has gone through sexual reassignment surgery, which I don't know whether he has or not, but I know he's gone through hormone therapy because the Olympics say that you have to score at such a level with testosterone, blah, 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 blah. Even if that is the case, this gentleman who now calls himself Laurel Hubbard and is identifying as a woman still has the skeletal muscular structure of a man. Nobody who has an ounce of objectivity, nobody who has any understanding of physiology could dare to say this is fair. But you see, the liberal left does not care about fact and truth. They care about emotion, hysteria, and feelings. And this gentleman who is now identifying as a woman feels like he is a woman. Now, he isn't. He's still a man. He still has male chromosomes, male DNA. His skeletal structure has not changed. His muscular structure has not changed. He's still a man. But he feels like a woman. And to the left, that's all you need. It's all about feeling. New Zealand's Laurel Hubbard will become the first ever transgender athlete to compete at an Olympics, having been selected in the Tokyo 2020 weightlifting team for New Zealand. Hubbard, 43, will now compete in the women's 87-kilogram weightlifting category. I am grateful and humbled by the kindness and support that has been given to me by so many New Zealanders, Hubbard said in a statement issued by the New Zealand Olympic Committee on Monday. Until 3 years ago, this guy is 43. Until the age of 40, he was competing as a man, building his body as a man, building his muscles as a man. And yet, if you dare say, well, that's unfair. He's a man competing against women in weightlifting. Well, you're a bigot. You're a hate monger. No, you just haven't lost all of your common sense yet. All right, we'll return.